Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program. Today and all this week, we've been looking at John chapter 1, verse 1, in relationship to how the Jehovah's Witnesses mistranslate this passage. In their New World Translation, they translate this verse as, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was a God." The accurate translation of all other accepted translations of the Scripture is that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In our last study, I examined the scholars in which Jehovah's Witnesses appeal to support their claims as to the accuracy of their translation of John chapter 1, verse 1 in the New World Translation. They quote such great scholars as Julius R. Manti, as well as Dr. A.T. Robertson, in their interlinear to support the translation. But what I did in our study yesterday is look at the context of the quotes in which they'd made to actually show that these two scholars actually support the deity of Jesus Christ from John chapter 1, verse 1. And in today's study, I'd like to examine the other scholars that they appeal to support their translation of a God in John chapter 1, verse 1. And once again, reading from page 1158 of the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Kingdom Interlinear Translation of the Greek Scriptures, they start off by supporting their translation of John 1, 1 with the following words. "The Complete Bible, an American translation, renders this expression divine, making the entire verse read, 'In the beginning the Word existed, the Word was with God, and the Word was divine,' which is a translation from 1943. Then quoting a new translation of the Bible by Dr. James Moffat, reads likewise, 'The Logos existed in the very beginning, the Logos was with God, the Logos was divine,' which is from a 1935 translation. And they would want to make the claim that because these two translations use the term divine, it means that Jesus Christ is less than God the Father. And this is the same thing they do when they translate in some of their other sources, Philip B. Harner, who is another scholar that they've misquoted in order to make the New World translation look favorable or acceptable. And actually, not only does Harner's article in the Journal of Biblical Literature not support the Watchtower's rendering, he emphatically refutes it. And the Journal of Biblical Literature is a pretty meaty and in-depth journal where you're going to find excellent scholarship. And Harner, in his article in the Journal of Biblical Literature, clearly states that had the Greek sentence of John 1:1 been constructed in a particular way, then it could be translated as "the Word was a God." But John did not use that construction. Rather, he wrote the sentence in such a way that it could only mean that the Word is fully God, and the other person called God, the Father, with whom he existed in the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because John used this particular word order, the verse can only be interpreted to mean that the Word, Jesus, was God in the same sense as the Father was God. Now, they twist his words to support their rendering of John 1 verse 1, but clearly, as I've quoted from his own words, he supports the true deity of Jesus Christ. Then also, they quote John L. McKenzie out of context once again by only quoting a portion of the article. They try and make him appear to teach that Jesus, or the Word, is less than Jehovah because he says the Word was a divine being. Now, the Watchtower then goes along to say that because Jesus is just a divine being, he's less than Jehovah. But the excellent apologist Robert Bowman clearly points out that on the same page, McKenzie calls Yahweh, or Jehovah, a divine personal being. Also, McKenzie states that Jesus is called God in both John 20:28, Titus 2:13, and that actually John 1:1-18 is expressing, I quote, an identity between God and Jesus Christ, end quote. So here they quote a man that clearly refers to Jehovah, God the Father, as a divine personal being, as well as refers to Jesus as God from the scriptures that I mentioned, and they try and use him as a support for their translation of John chapter 1, verse 1. Also, the two translations that I mentioned earlier, because they say the Logos was divine, it's the same point. To say someone is divine is to say that that person is equal with the Father. So here, once again, the Jehovah's Witnesses misquote excellent scholarship. Another scholar that they misquote is Westcott, who is famous for the Westcott and Hort texts, definitely an excellent Greek scholar. And in the Watchtower magazine on January 15, 1975, on page 63, they write the following. "Then too, in the phrase rendered, 'the Word was a God,' the term is a predicate noun that describes the Word, says the noted scholar Westcott, producer of the famous Westcott and Hort Greek text of the Christian scriptures. It describes the nature of the word and does not identify his person, end quote. Well, I happen to have Westcott's commentary in the Gospel of John where these words come from, and on page 6, listen to the entire quote. The predicate, ha theos, stands emphatically first, as in 4:24. It is necessarily without the article, theos, not ha theos, inasmuch it describes the nature of the word and does not identify his person. That's the part they quoted, and that's accurate. But then he goes on to say, it would be pure Sabellianism to say the word was ha theos, or using the term God with the article. No idea of inferiority of nature is suggested by the form of expression, which simply affirms the true deity of the word. So they quote part of his words, but they leave out the part that goes on to clearly express that Westcott is claiming that the grammar, the language itself, affirms the true deity of the word, or Jesus Christ. Now, when he says it would be pure Sabellianism to say that the word was ha theos, or using the article with the term God, Sabellianism was basically an ancient heresy that identified the Father and the Son as being the same person along with the Holy Spirit, one person and not three persons in the Godhead. And so here's an important point in John chapter 1, verse 1, as to why the definite article was dropped in the last phrase and the word was God. Because the Greek text does not have the article in front of the word God. And it's important that it doesn't. Because the grammar then would be saying that the word, Jesus, was the Father. And to show that there's a distinction of persons, John first says the word was with God. That means there's a separation. To be with someone means that you are separate from that person. And then if he was to have added the article before the term God in the next phrase, and the word was God, or ha theos, he would have been saying then the Father is the same person as the Son. So that is the only way to communicate that Jesus Christ is fully God, but yet is not the Father, thus supporting the doctrine of the Trinity very clearly. In a little bit of time that we have left with, I want to be even a little more technical. In the Greek structure of John chapter 1, verse 1, it's referred to as being an anarthrous predicate nominative. I know that probably doesn't mean anything to many people, but let me analyze that. The term anarthrous means that there's no definite article. The term predicate, we should remember from our English grammar, is that you have a subject and then you have a predicate. And the term nominative is a certain case or a certain form that the noun is in. Now, this is a certain form in Greek. When used with the word God, is most often translated God with a capital G and not translated a God. Now I want to read off just a list of scriptures where this same form appears. It appears in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, and chapter 6, 24. Mark chapter 12, verse 27. Then in the Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verse 35 and verse 78. Then also in chapter 2, verse 40. And then Luke 20, 37 through 38. Then in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6, verse 12, verse 13, and verse 18, John chapter 3, verse 2, and verse 21, John chapter 9, verse 16 and 33, John chapter 13, verse 3. Then in Romans chapter 1, verse 7, verse 17, 18, and 21. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, and chapter 15, verse 10. Then it appears in Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, and verse 13. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 9, in Titus 1:1, in Hebrews 9:14, and in 1 Peter 4:10 through 11. Now, I know there's no way you're going to remember all those, but what I simply want to do is to show you that this same form appears in all these references, but in not one case is it ever translated a God. It's always translated God as in reference to the true God. And the Jehovah's Witnesses, even in their New World Translation, they follow this same pattern in all these references. But yet in one place, in John chapter 1, verse 1, they change the translation to a God. They're not consistent in their translation. And all these references clearly show that the translation in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God is the proper translation. A more simple way to point out to Jehovah's Witnesses this point is that in John chapter 1, verse 6, verse 12, verse 13, and the first reference to God in verse 18, the term God, theos, does not have the article with it. But yet, even in the New World Translation, in each one of those cases, they translate it as God, not a God. So they're even inconsistent, even among the same chapter of the same writer. in the scriptures. So it definitely shows that they are biased and have twisted the scriptures. John 1:1 should read, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God."